the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. First Thoughts has three segments to it. First of all, it's kind of, it's kind of what's been on my mind, my experience in the last 20 and a half hours since we left the airwaves. And then a little today in history, and we close it out with the devotion from Bob Goff's terrific devotional, Live in Grace, Walk in Love. And so, for starters, a little bit of news here this morning, because I was at a big news conference yesterday, a huge news conference at the former Sacred Heart Hospital, and it had to do with what's going to be called the 900 District. And got you a little bit of audio here, even ahead of our news on WWIB regarding this. So the former Sacred Heart Hospital has been acquired by a newly formed nonprofit organization and rebranded as 900 District, a health, education, innovation, and wellness campus that's already secured commitments from several anchor partners. 900 District encompasses an approximately 600,000 square foot facility and 25 acres of surrounding land available for future development, aligned with the project's vision. While the current structure's exterior will remain largely unchanged, its purpose is being completely reimagined. For more than a century, the site served the region as a place of healing and innovation. The 900 District builds on that legacy by shifting the focus from treating illness to advancing lifelong health, education, and human flourishing. And Matt Nelson of HeartWorks, an organization that fights congenital heart disease in children and adults, and is based in Rochester as well as here in Eau Claire, and this is now their third location, 43 employees. Matt Nelson talks about his brother, Tim Nelson, and says, while many worked hard to make this dream possible, nobody worked harder than his brother, Tim.
He would not let this place come down. He saw the potential of how it could change lives for CHD, but we kept getting tripped up that it's too big. It's too big. Like, this isn't how we can allocate our resources to this whole building. So Tim, being Tim, said, I know what this is going to do for HeartWorks, and so I just have to find other people to come along with me to make it happen. And that's why we're here today. And that's a brother speaking, but a really proud brother.
Matt Nelson of HeartWorks on his brother Tim and his involvement in helping make 900 District a reality. Of course, they're also partnering with Chippewa Valley Technical College, UW Eau Claire, True Wellness, and YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And more audio on that throughout the morning here on WWIB. Meanwhile, today in history, on this day in 1908, Grover Cleveland, the 22nd and 24th President of the United States, died at the age of 71. Also, in 1987, on this day, show business legend Jackie Gleason died at the age of 71.
You haven't got any sense of humor.
Oh, yes, I do. I married you, didn't I?
Gleason's long career in television and movies included The Honeymooners, Jigot, and the Hustler, and Smokey and the Bandit. And in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, eliminating women's constitutional right to choose abortion 4 years ago today. Meanwhile, going on tonight, the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to celebrate local agriculture at the 56th Annual Farmer Appreciation Dinner. That's tonight from 4 to 8 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for June 24th is, love finds us where we are, not where we were. Exodus 3:4 says, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, here I am. Goff writes, if anyone had reason to believe they had blown their big chance to use their influence for good, it was Moses. Moses was a Hebrew boy and was supposed to be killed according to a decree by the Pharaoh, but the Pharaoh's daughter had compassion and adopted him. After he had grown up, Moses went for a walk, saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave, and killed the Egyptian in a fit of rage. He thought no one had seen it, but when he realized his sin had been exposed, Moses ran. Moses fled to the desert and stayed there for 40 years. He was tending a flock on a mountain one day when he saw a bush had caught fire. Moving closer to check it out, he heard a voice from the fire, the voice of God. God told Moses that he'd heard the cry of the Hebrew people in slavery, that he'd seen them in their suffering and had compassion. Then he told Moses to go back to Egypt to lead his people out of slavery. Bob Goff says it's easy for us to feel like our mistakes disqualify us, that we've missed our opportunity when we mess up the plan. Shame shackles us. Our failures prepare us. God meets us where we are and uses our stories to bring courage. He's not looking for us back at the place where we made the wrong turn. He follows us down the road and guides us into a better story. Love finds us where we are, not where we were. Today's question, what past mistake or failure do you feel disqualifies you from God's love? Kim Blaine lets us know about Kevin. It's his 45th birthday. Kevin Blaine. She says he's the best husband and dad ever. Kevin, happy birthday. You are much loved and appreciated. Also, Ashley Andrew, regarding Chris Andrew, says, I am lucky to call this guy my father. He brings so much joy, love, and wisdom into my life from birth to now. He brought me to Christ and continues to bring others. He's my hero. If anyone's hardworking, full of light and love, it's him. I am so proud to be his daughter. It is Chris Andrew's birthday, and what a tribute. They don't come any better than that. Chris, much loved and appreciated by your daughter, and great stuff there. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing that. That's what we got for June 24th. So, again, wib.com/celebrations. Those are tremendous ones we had today. Meanwhile, on Facebook, we learn about these birthdays today, including a guy I just saw yesterday working for UW Eau Claire, Glenn Mabee. We were back at WEC Radio in the early 80s. The fall of 82, I remember it well. He was ahead of me some in school, and we were talking about his travels, including with WITI-TV in Milwaukee. Wow, what a new staff. That was a story. But a big event there with the 900 District. And praise the Lord, they're going to reutilize Sacred Heart Hospital, that building, that historic landmark in Eau Claire, for great purposes. Big doings yesterday in Eau Claire. And I'd heard some rumblings about the fact that Sacred Heart Hospital was going to be reutilized. And again, this is, we know what happened in January of 24 and what later unfolded, I think I want to say March 22nd of that year, with the closing not only really of Sacred Heart, but then also we know with the Prevea clinics as well, eventually closing by the end of June that year. But it's been amazing to see the Chippewa Valley, the resiliency, right? And see the area rally. And it's been encouraging. And yesterday was just another chapter in that, as the former Sacred Heart Hospital has been acquired by the newly formed nonprofit and rebranded as 900 District, a health education, innovation, and wellness campus that's already secured commitments from several anchor partners. It starts with HeartWorks, and then it includes Chippewa Valley Technical College, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, True Wellness, and YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And so this is going to be the focus. So we're going to devote all of our Chippewa Valley this week to this Sunday after 5 on WWIB. And more this morning here in our news after 7 and 8 o'clock. But just quickly, just for a moment, Matt Nelson of HeartWorks talks about what's going on here.
It's a dream come true to watch this building transform itself into something new and exciting.
Nelson says,
healthcare has its challenges. Healthcare is broken at some level. We need to innovate our way out of this, create new products, new solutions, and all of that starts by defining the problem. And the problem that we have been focused on with Duwanik's leadership is congenital heart disease. It is the biggest challenge our healthcare system faces, and we're tackling the most difficult things to develop new products and solutions. That's what this building represents. That's what all of you represent. Is a collaboration, pre-competitive collaboration, to do the impossible. The problems are clear. Now we have to put the ingenuity and the innovation together to solve it.
Yeah, and the Wanicks, of course, the family that owns Ashley Furniture, they've been involved with them against their fight against chronic heart defects, if you will. And finally, Matt says, while many have worked hard to make this dream a reality, none have worked harder than his brother, Tim Nelson, who he partners with in HeartWorks.
He would not let this place come down. He saw the potential of how it could change lives for CHD, but we kept getting tripped up that it's too big. It's too big. Like, this isn't how we can allocate our resources to this whole building. So Tim, being Tim, said, I know what this is going to do for HeartWorks, and so I just have to find other people to come along with me to make it happen. And that's why we're here today. That's a brother speaking, but a really proud brother.
Pretty exciting stuff yesterday in Eau Claire. Former hospital reimagined as 900 District. Win a Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show right now.
515-723-2555. The question that was not solved yesterday. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? And a great prize, Alvo.
Yeah, great prize. How about four passes, two adult and two children's passes for Safari Country in Baldwin? Learn more at safaricountrywi.com. But we're talking about exploring exotic wildlife. You drive through this amazing animal park.
Yeah, again, check out that website, safaricountrywi.com. You can see what we're talking about. Super cool activity. Highly encourage you to check out them and support them as a WWIB advertiser. But you have a chance to get in free, two adults, two kids. 715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured by this annually. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Some incorrect guesses yesterday. It's not car accidents, tripping on the stairs, paper cuts, a fish hook in the hand, fireworks, getting poked in the eye, getting a bloody nose, garage doors, tripping on an office chair, bowling, sneezing, boating accidents, pull start lawn mowers. I had trouble with that last night. And wild animals. None of those things. Again, could be 30,000 or more, but not what we're looking for. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555 to call in and guess.
You guys were very creative with those guesses, covering a wide range. We'll give you one last go. You had a chance to sleep on it. Only had two tries rather than three yesterday. We had a guest at 8:15. So what do you think? 723-2555.
Yesterday, we heard several times from Menominee. We heard from Fall Creek, Gilman, Prentice, La Crosse, Osseo, Whitehall, Downsville. Where will we hear from today? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rick from Chippewa.
Rick from Chippewa. What do you think?
Boiling water.
Boiling water. Could be the boiling water itself. Yeah. Could be the steam from it. How well did Rick get it? Are we sending him to Safari Country?
That's not it, Rick. Sorry.
Call us back, Rick. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, guys. Bob from Rice Lake.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. What do you think?
Hey, guys. There's a lot of people that are moving all the time, so I'm going to... Yes, moving.
Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? Is it moving? A lot of ways you can get injured, but...
Sorry, Bob.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Bob. 715-723-2555 for two adult and two child tickets for Safari Country in Baldwin. A super cool experience, both in your vehicle and outside of your vehicle. And again, we want to send two adults and two children there for free. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Lincoln from Eau Claire.
Hey, Lincoln.
And what do you think?
Stingrays.
Stingrays. Over 30,000 people injured by stingrays each year. Is it stingrays? How did Lincoln get it?
Sorry, Lincoln.
Not it. Thank you, buddy. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Of course, I think of Steve Irwin now as well, too. Man, Crocodile Hunter, love that
show.
Been
a few years now, right? Yeah.
715-723-2555. Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amanda from Phillips.
Hey, Amanda.
Amanda, haven't heard from Phillips yet. What do you think?
Ice. Slipping on ice.
Slipping on the ice.
Okay.
Certainly could happen. Happened to me. I mean, again, every one of these, it's like, yeah, I've done that. But.
Sorry, Amanda.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. What is Phillips? Loggers?
Yeah, I think so.
715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year. Two more guesses if you guys aren't guessed out for two adult and two child tickets for Safari Country in Baldwin. You can learn more at safaricountrywi.com. A great, great activity anytime, but I mean, especially here during the summer, maybe some extra time on the kids' hands. Take them out. It's very educational as well. safaricountrywi.com. Pending any more guesses at 715-723-2555, we will give you another shot after 7:45 with a clue. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? We will give you a clue after 7:45, and we will see if we can edge a little bit closer to getting a correct guess.
Win It Wednesday and the Whip Wake Up Show with passes to Safari Country in Baldwin up for grabs.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. A carryover, as it is so often, a question from Tuesday trivia that was not solved yesterday and also not solved the first go-round this morning. So we now have a clue for you. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? The number to call, 715-723-2555. And that first clue, Halvo, is?
The first clue is indoors. This happens indoors.
Happens indoors. Over 30,000 people are injured by what each year? indoors. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win 2 adult and 2 child tickets for Safari Country in Baldwin. You can learn more at safaricountrywi.com. Super cool place. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Chloe, what do you think?
Table saw or power tools?
Table saw or power tools. Yeah, a lot of people, unfortunately, can get injured by that. It's not a good thing. Is that what it is, what we're looking for specifically here?
It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Chloe. 715-723-2555. Again, think indoors. Over 30,000 people injured by what each year? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Donna, I'm calling from Holcomb.
Donna, hey, Donna, what do you think?
And is it tripping over a rug?
Is it tripping over a rug?
That could happen. You know, it really can, yeah.
Oh, man, I feel like most of these, I'd say, yep, done that, done that. Is it tripping over a rug? Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you, Donna. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Phone lines lit up like Christmas now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arlene from Chippewa Falls.
Arlene, what do you think?
Is it taking something out of the oven?
Take it. Oh, sure. Again, all of these have. I'm like, yeah. Yes, I've done that. I can
make sure
you
got the oven mitt on.
Show you the welts from when I've burned myself. But not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Over 30,000 people are injured by this each year. Said is indoors. Is indoors.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Are you with us? All right. Not bad time. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Osseo.
Sherry, go for it.
How about getting burnt?
How about getting burnt? Just in general, getting burnt. Not by an oven, but just getting burnt. Is that it?
It's not.
Thanks, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Bob, go for it.
Cleaning your ears with a Q-tip.
Cleaning your ears with a Q-tip. Honestly, just I'm pausing for a second. I think that might be the first call we've had from Eau Claire, which is crazy.
Huh.
Is it cleaning your ears with a Q-tip? Halvo, did Bob get it?
That's not it, friend. Sorry.
Thank you, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Ryan, 2 in a row from Eau Claire. What do you think?
Paper cut or cardboard cut.
I think we had paper cut guests before. We didn't have cardboard cut, but you know what? We're going to...